Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Border Czar Tom Homan is expected to give an update on Operation Metro Surge this morning. His briefing comes as Minnesota leaders continue calling for a significant drawdown of federal immigration agents across the state. Governor Tim Walz says he's hopeful today's update will bring clarity on whether more federal officers will be removed or whether the surge could end altogether. The Minnesota Department of Human Services has a new fact-check webpage aimed at correcting misleading information about Medicaid fraud in the state. Assistant DHS Commissioner John Connolly says a lot of false claims are being made and they want to make sure Minnesotans.
They have accurate data, an accurate history of what's happened, an accurate understanding also of the actions we're taking to respond to fraud, prevent it, root it out, and of course strengthen our programs and our systems more broadly.
He says the fact checks address exaggerated Medicaid fraud figures and the federal government's plan to withhold $2 billion in funding. House Republicans claim the website downplays the scale of fraud in Minnesota. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office and the Duluth Police held a joint press conference on Wednesday, saying two shootings on Tuesday are believed to be connected. Around 4 p.m., officers found 33-year-old Darius Handy of Duluth dead from gunshot wounds. Police say he was shot by a suspect firing from a vehicle while Handy was stopped at an intersection. About 5 hours later, a sheriff's deputy attempted to stop a reckless driver. The vehicle fled, and gunfire was exchanged after the car spun out and the driver, the lone occupant, was killed at the scene. The annual Advisory Council Traffic Safety Report shows there was a 20% drop in overall traffic deaths last year. In other headlines, the disappearance of a West Fargo woman is now a murder investigation. Isadora Wengel was reported missing by her father January 7th. It's believed she was last alive on New Year's Eve. Police Chief Dave Zabolski.
Isadora Wengel was heinously murdered, and we, meaning the police department, collectively have probable cause to believe that Josh Height, her boyfriend, is the person who murdered and tampered with evidence related to the disposal of her body.
Zabolski says Wengel's body has not been found despite extensive searches, and her body may have been dismembered. Investigators believe her body is in Otter Tail County here in Minnesota and may appear due to warmer temperatures. An early morning fire at an Austin mobile home on Wednesday left one person dead and another injured. Fire crews were called to the Oakland Estates Mobile Home Park where they found 76-year-old Ricky Hoffer dead inside. This is MNN.